यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तेरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तेरावनचारी न तेरावनचारी यमुना तेरा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधे जय राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस पैब्रजकाचार्य श्रोतर्षत His loving divine grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Yom Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotarshata Shri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai 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 Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम के जय मथुरा द्वारिका धाम के जय क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम के जय, नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम के जय, गंगा मैया की जय, यमुना मैया की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी महारानी की जय, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय, समवेत भक्तवृंद की, समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय, यथाय गौर प्रेमानंद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्योत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। नमो नलिननेत्राय वेणुवाद्य विनोदिने राधाधरसुधापान शालिने वनमालिने महाभावस्वरूपास्त्वं कृष्णप्रिय वरीयसे प्रेम भक्ति प्रदे देवी राधिका त्वं नमोस्तुते। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4th, Chapter 24, Chanting the Songs Sung by Lord Shiva, Text Number 20. Sasamudram Upa Vistiranam Apashan Sumahat सरह महन्मन इव स्वच्छं प्रसन्न सलिलाशयं। ससमुद्रं उपविस्तीर्णं अपश्यन् सुमहत्सरः महन्मन इव स्वच्छं प्रसन्न सलिलाशयम्। ससमुद्रम् उपविस्तीर्णम् अपश्यन् सुमहत्सरः महन्मन इव स्वच्छम् प्रसन्न सलिलाशयम्। ससमुद्रम् उपविस्तीर्णम् अपश्यन् सुमहत्सरः महन्मन इव स्वच्छम् प्रसन्न सलिलाशयम्। Samudram, almost near the ocean. Upa, more or less. Vistirnam, very wide and long. Apashan, they saw. Sumahat, very great. Saraha, reservoir of water. Mahat, great soul. Manaha, mind. Eva, like. Swacham, clear. Prasanna, joyful. Salila, water. Ashayam, taken shelter of. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. While traveling, the Prachedas happened to see a great reservoir of water which seemed almost as big as the ocean. The water of this lake was so calm and quiet that it seemed like a mind of a great soul. And its habitants, the aquatics, appeared very peaceful and happy to be under the protection of such a watery reservoir. Purport. The word Sa Samudra means near the sea. The reservoir of water was like a bay, for it was not very far from the sea. The word Upa means more or less. It's used in many ways, as in the word Upapati, which indicates a husband. More or less, that is to say, a lover who is acting like a husband. Upam also means greater, smaller, or nearer. Considering all these points, the reservoir of water which was seen by Prachetas while they were traveling was actually a larger bay or a lake. And unlike the sea or ocean, which has turbulent waves, this reservoir was very calm and quiet. Indeed, the water was so clear that it seemed like the mind of some great soul. There may be many great souls, jnanis, yogis and bhaktas, or a pure devotees, are also called a great souls, but they are very rarely found. One can find many great souls amongst yogis and jnanis, but a truly great soul, a pure devotee of the Lord, who is fully surrendered to the Lord, is very rarely found. Sa Mahatma Sudurulabha, Bhagavad Gita 7.19. A devotee's mind is always calm, quiet and desireless because he is always Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, having no desire other than to serve Krishna as his personal servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover. Due to this association with Krishna, a devotee is always very calm and cool. It is also significant that within that reservoir, all the aquatics were also very calm and quiet. Because the disciples of a devotee have taken shelter of a great soul, they become very calm and quiet and are not agitated by the waves of the material world. This material world is often described as an ocean of desires. In such an ocean, everything is agitated. The mind of a great devotee is also like an ocean or a very large lake, but there is no agitation. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.41, Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana. Those who are fixed in the service of the Lord are not agitated by anything. It is also stated in Bhagavad Gita 6.22, Yasmin stito न दुखेन गुरुणाम अपि विचाल्यते. इवन इफ ही सफर्स सम रिवर्सल्स इन अ लाइफ अ डिवोटी इज नेवर एजिटेटेड. Therefore, whoever takes shelter of a great soul or a great devotee becomes pacified. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 19th chapter, 149 text, it is stated, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayeva Shanta. A devotee of a Lord Krishna is always peaceful because he has no desire, whereas the yogis, karmis and Jnanis have so many desires to fulfill. One may argue that devotees have desires, for they wish to go home, back to Godhead. But such a desire does not agitate the mind. Although he wishes to go back to Godhead, a devotee is satisfied in any condition of life. Consequently, the word Mahan Manaha is used in this verse to indicate that the reservoir of water was as calm and quiet as the mind of great devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Adadanasya Dranam Danteridam Yache Punapunaha Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Dhulisyan Mama Janmani Janmani Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yudapada Kamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavaitam Savadhutam Baryanasayitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpaturubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishaye Namaha Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Himanga Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Maha Prema Rasapadaya Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Gajat Upasana Vrajavadu Paragena Vakalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Maham Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Matamidam Tatra Dhara Naparaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sa samudram vistirnam apashyan sumahatsaraha mahan mana iva swacham prasinna salila shayam. While traveling, the Prachetas happened to see a great reservoir of water, which seemed almost as big as the ocean. The water of this lake was a calm and quiet, that it seemed like the mind of a great soul and its inhabitants. The aquatics appeared very peaceful and happy to be under the protection of such a watery reservoir. In the purport of this text, Prabhupada emphasizes on 3 points. First, about the situation where, or the place where this Prachetas has gone to perform their austerities. How it was? A peaceful and prasanna. Sometimes people say a person is a quiet, means he is a dull. Inert, nothing is there. But specifically here in this world it is said that prasanna means joyful. That place was not only a place of peace, but there was a joy in that place. And next Prabhupada says, actually Maitreya Rishi, he explains about the condition of that peacefulness, how it seems to be. He is comparing that with something far better, and that is what? The mind of sadhu. Mahan manaha. Mahan. The word Mahatma is used for very specific people. As Prabhupada says here, this word sometimes may be used for jnanis, yogis, and bhaktas. And Prabhupada specifically, after comma, he says, or pure devotees. Mahatma may be a jnani person because he knows so many things. For a layman to memorize a one shloka or even a quarter of shloka is a great hassle. It takes sometimes weeks together to remember at least a quadruple of one shloka. But for jnanis, it's like a fluent, like a catching a water in some mug or like that. He catches the shlokas in his brain. So the layman, they can consider him as a mahat because he is a bigger in the sense of knowledge. Someone may consider a yogi as a mahat, a greater person, because a yogi, he can control a mind, he can control his activities, he can control his senses. He can sit, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, how yogi, they control their senses, they're all habits. So for a common man, it's very tough to sit at one place for years together, to concentrate on one particular object, to restrain their senses from the sense object. Like sometimes very commonly we take pleasure in criticizing Vishwamitra and others. Oh, for 60,000 years you performed austerities and what happened? You fell down. But my dear, look at you. You can't sit for 60 minutes to chant your own rounds, or not even 6 minutes to finish your one round. You can't concentrate your mind, but that person, he concentrated his mind for 60,000 years. It's not a joke. So he's a mahat in that regard. But who is real mahat? Who is real mahatma? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord explains about mahatma. Anybody knows that shloka? Yes? Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti ananya manaso. What the next? Nyatva bhutadim avyayam. Who is Mahatma? Who has taken shelter of Daivi Prakriti, the internal potency of the Lord. And who is that? The most worshipable Srimati Radharani. The person who has taken the shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, he is a Mahatma. Why? Bhajanti Ananya Manaso. Ana-anya. Our acharyas give very nice definition of this ana-anya. Ananya means nothing else. Ana-anya. Anya means so many things which comes in between you and your devotional service. So he leaves behind them. And bhajati manasaha. By engaging his mind in the service of the Lord. How he can do that? Jnatva bhutadi mavyayam. And he knows because Lord is bhutadi. He is the origin of everyone. And avyaya, he is inexhaustible. So if you want to love someone, whom you will love? A person who is going to die after a few days and that will give you pain? Or a person who is living forever with whom you can relate forever? So whom do you want to love? A person who lives forever, and that's Lord. By considering that who takes full shelter at the lotus feet of his devotees is Mahatma. And that's why in Mahabharata, only one person is known as a Mahatma. Who? Vidur. Because his mind was calm and cool. He was knowing everything. He bore all the insults that Duryodhana gave him. And very coolly he left, went out. He was knowing that everything going to get destroyed. He never got agitated by that. Rather than getting agitated, he developed more attraction at the lotus feet of Lord and he went away for Tirtha Yatra. Why do they? Tirtha Yatra? Not for a pleasure hunt. To purify. He was a Tirtha himself. That's why Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he saw him, he said that Bhavad Vida Bhagavatas, Tirthi Bhuta Swayam Vibho. You are the person. Wherever you go, you create a holy place. Because you carry a Lord Gadabhruta in your heart. Swantastena Gadabhrutaha. Because you remember him. He is always with you. And Prabhupada says here, why devotees are peaceful and very calm? Because they are always near to the Lord. Upa Vishat. Upa means, as Prabhupada says, there are three different meanings. Greater, smaller and longer. Or nearer. So Upa Vishat. Who always near to the Lord. Upanishad. Which takes near you to the Lord. Upanayan. What we call the second initiation. Naya, Nayati, that is, takes you closer. So this sanskara takes you closer to the Lord. And here, they explain that this lake is as like as an ocean. But this ocean does not have any waves. And Prabhupada in the second para, in the first line he says, this material world is often described as an ocean of nizans. In such an ocean, everything is agitated. And that's why you can see in a normal ocean also when we walk, you see lots of waves. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, in 270, Lord gives the reason of agitation. Why minds get agitated? He says that apuryamana machalam pratishtam samudra apaha pravishanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sa shanti mapnoti na kama kami. A person who is not disturbed by an incessant flow of desires that enter like a rivers into the ocean which are being filled up is always still, can alone achieve a peace, and not the man who strives to satisfy such desires. Why persons get agitated? Because of his desires. And as long as you have a mind, And you are going to have it eternally also, because that carries you everywhere. As long as you have this material mind, that creates the agitation and that keeps you away from peace. And as Prabhupada says here, that anything happens in the life of devotees, they never get agitated. Why they don't get? Because anya abhilashita shunam, they don't have any other desire than serving the Lord. And whatever comes, they accept it in that accord. They say, it's Lord's desire. It's His plan for me. When our plans doesn't work, then His plans are always, they work in our life. Because He has His own wonderful plan for us. As few days back, Haraprabhu was explaining about Kuresha. Specifically, I want to explain it regarding the, as Prabhupada says here, that due to association with a Krishna devotee, always very calm and cool. It is also significant that within that reservoir, all the aquatics were also very calm and quiet, because the disciples of a devotee have taken shelter of a great soul. They become very calm and quiet and are not agitated by the waves of the material world. Regarding this particular point, when you take shelter of a pure devotee whose mind is not agitated and who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, even that person also becomes calm and quiet. Like Kuresha, that day he explained the wonderful pastime. Maharaj Chola, he was a great Shaivite. And in his region, he don't want any Vaishnava. And he come to know that Ramanujacharya is there, who is propagating about Vaishnavism. And he is defeating this Shaivism and Mayavad, etc. So he desired to kill Ramanuja. And for that he arranged a debate with Shaivites for Ramanuja. And Kuresha, you know Kuresha, who was he? There is one place in Tamil Nadu known as a Kuru. And he was a Isha, the master, the king of that particular village. And abundantly he used to give charity. One day, he gave a charity, the whole day's work was over, and he asked his doorkeepers to close the door. And door of his palace was a brass metal. When they closed it, it created such a big bang, that noise went up to Ranganath, Sri Rangam. And Lakshmi asked, what is this? What's such a noise? He said, no, there is one Kuresha and his door got closed. That means today charity is over. And Lakshmi said, it disturbs actually. And that rumor spread and that came to Kuresha. And when Kuresha heard that the things he had done that disturbed the lordship, that day itself he put a tulsi patra and everything. He gave it everything in the charity and he left. And he came to Sri Rangam to take shelter of Ramanujacharya. He had a material wealth also, abundance. On top of that, he has a great boon. He was a Shrutidhar. Once he hears, that's it. No need to repeat it again. So when Ramanuja, to write his commentary on a Vedanta Sutra, he went to find a real original script of Vedanta Sutra. He went to Kashmir, because it was available with some Shankarites there who were preaching about Vedanta Sutra at that time. He went there and they were not ready to give it to him. Then Ramanuja looked at Kuresha and said, what we can do? He said, Guru Maharaj, I have one capability that I can use it in your service. He said, what? If I read something, I can memorize it for... no need for me to a repetition or second reading for that. If you allow me that, I can just see that script and I will let you know. Ramanuja said, yes, please go ahead. Kuresha went once. And he asked them, let me see what are their wants. And he just read it once and everything was in his memory. He came back. One by one he was explaining the sutra. He was repeating one by one sutra. And Ramanuja was giving commentary on that. And he wrote it down. Such was the Kuresha. His mind was calm and cool. That's why he was able to memorize. For us, it's not possible. Right now, we may be hearing, but not listening. Because mind is not here. Mind is somewhere else. But for them, whose mind is vyavasayatmika, is pointed or focused on one thing. He has a desire to serve his spiritual master. So he focused on that. He remembered everything. He came back. He repeated. And Ramanuja gave his commentary on the book. And this time, when he came to know that Ramanuja has to go there, then he pleaded, my dear Lord, please don't go. Because king has a ill intention. And we don't want to suffer bereft of you. So let me go. And that day, he gave his own robe. He was a grihastha. He gave his white clothes to his guru, Ramanujacharya. And he accepted his saffron clothes. And he went for that debate. And he defeated them, no doubt. But they were not ready to accept. And king was so cruel, he asked them to remove his eyes. And he accepted. They removed his eyes. And that time Ramanuja came to Melkote. He established that temple and Archana Vidhi there. And everything got cooled down. Then Kuresha, again they came to Ranganath temple and they met. And then Ramanuja looked at him. He said, what you have done, Kuresha, for me? He said, nothing. It's destined and it was Lord's plan for me. And whatever happened, it's really good for me because this is one object through which I can perceive Vishaya. And you people must be knowing what is the difference between Visha and Vishaya, poison and object of sense gratification. What is the difference? Visha, that you have to accept. And that acts only on you, once only on you. And Vishaya, even you don't have to take it physically. Just by contemplating on that, you get spoiled. So he says that, my Lord, it's a great boon. Lord has given me a great benediction. Now, through the eyes of my mind, I can meditate on your lotus feet. He never says that I will meditate on the Lord. He said, I can meditate on your lotus feet. And my mind will not get agitated through the different visions of this material world. And Ramanuja get wonderstruck by seeing the surrender and this wonderful attitude of Kuresha. And he says, he go to Ranganatha and ask him to give you back your eyes. Pray him and he will give you. He went. And the first thing he asked, oh my Lord, you are so merciful. You are Karudama, you are Karuna Sindhu. So be merciful on that king. He is such a great offender. He has offended my Guru Maharaj. So please forgive him. Again he comes back. Then Ramanuja asks, did you ask? Yeah, I asked forgiveness for that king. He said, I never asked that. I told you go to him and specifically ask for your eyes. He said, okay, next time I will do it. Again he went. He prayed to the Lord. And he said, this time he prayed for the people who removed his eyes. He said, oh my Lord, they were ignorant. Because of that foolish king, and because of the fear of death, they obliged to do that and they did it. So it is, they are innocent. So please forgive them. Lord did that. He again came back. He said, what you are doing? I am asking you to ask something and you are going and asking something else. What do you do? Go and specifically this time you asked. Then he went. And this time when he went there, he was able to see their lordship directly. And he said, I need only this. I can see only you, no one else. If you want to give me vision, then grant me that I always see you. And from that day onward, he was able to see their lordship only, nothing else. And that was Quraysh. Whatever reversal things happened in their life, they accepted as the Lord's plan. Because their mind was calm and cool. Why? As Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains about Rakshati Iti Vishwaso. Because they have a full faith that Lord is going to protect them at any condition of a life. And now we are going to celebrate the great appearance of their Lordship, Shri Narasimha. In that Upakhyan, we can see this particular characteristic of devotee. How they are fully dependent on Krishna. That's Maharaj Prahlad. He never felt unprotected. Why? When he offered prayer, he himself says, "Oh my Lord, I never get agitated or naivo dvijaya paraduratara vaitaranyas tvad virya gayana maha amrita magna chetaha shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya udbhavato vimudhan." Oh my Lord, for myself, I'm not getting agitated or I'm not getting dejected. But I feel dejected for them. Maya sukhaya bharama udbhato vimudhan. For that rascals, Prabhupada translates, vimuda. For them, maya sukhaya, for the pleasure of material sense gratification, they vimukha. They turn off their face from you. But for me, it's not difficult. Why? Tvada virya gayana maha amrita magna chetaha. Because my mind is always absorbed, magnaha. In what? Tvada virya gayana. To glorify you and your glorious activities. So I don't care for me. I care for others because they are in this great loop. So this is the quality of devotees. As Prabhupada says here, Krishna as his personal servant, due to their association with a Krishna, a devotee is always very calm and cool. If someone claims himself as a devotee, but if he is agitated, then it's a great abusement for himself only, nothing else. Like if someone is strolling on the road and you are calling him as a king. Oh, king. He is a beggar actually, but you are calling him king. It is like upahas. Upahas means you are making fun of him. So you are making fun of yourself when you claim yourself as a devotee. Because you are not. Yes, I am not. I don't say about you. But thing is that we should understand, to be a human being, Manu, he explains that what are the 10 things that create kama and what are the 8 things that create krodha. The symptoms. If you want to be a human being, then try to get rid of this. Then forget about to become a devotee and other things. First, to become a human being itself, you have to get rid of a kama. Because kama, which is known as a manamatha, which churns your mind, to get rid of that kama, you have to take care of a few things. And that he explains, I'll just read it for you. He says that, dasha kama samusthani tatha ashtau krodha janani cha vyasanani durantani prayatnena vivarjayet. One should try hard to get rid of this. Prayatnani vivarjayat. You should vivarjayat. Immediately leave them. What are these? He says, mrugakshayo, hunting. Nowadays, the hunting is for the prestige. Or hunting means hinsa. Or sometimes we can say that some people, they go around for pleasure hunt. The pleasure they get by hunting others' sentiment, others' consciousness. The next he says that divasvapaha. Divasvapa means? Diva, day. Svapa means? If you sleep at daytime, that increases karma. Divasvapaha. Parivadaha. Arguing with others. If you argue others, definitely person becomes passionate. The next thing is triyo. Even if in the material life you want to achieve something, you have to keep away yourself from the woman. Because she agitates a mind like a hell. I have experienced that, I am telling you. Striya. And in spiritual life, just forget. If you think of that, everything is doomed. That's why Bhartuhari, the elder brother of King Vikramaditya from Ujjain, Avanti, when he wrote a Shringara Shatak, he explained wonderfully about the beauty of women. And when his life was totally changed, he wrote a Vairagya Shatak. In one of that verse, he explains, whatever the explanation he has given about the beauty of woman, he condemns here in Vairagya Shatak. And there he says that if someone, a person who meditates on the form of the woman, what happens to him? He says that Uduraja Mukhi Mrugaraja Kati Gajaraja Virajita Mandagati Yadisa Vanita Ridaye Nihita Kva Japa Kva Tapa Kva Samadhirati. He says that Uduraja Mukhi, generally if someone fell in love, he sees his wife or his whatever counterpart is Uduraja Mukhi, looks like a Chandra Mukhi. Udu means Chandra. That's why that Udupi word has come. So, Udu Rajamukhi, Mruga Rajakati, who has a thin vest like a lion. And Gajarajam Virajita Mandagati, and walks like a mad elephant. Yadi Sa Vanita, if that Vanita, means woman, Ridhaya Nihita, stays in your heart. What happens? Kua Japa, what Japa will do? Kua tapa, what penance you can do? Kua samadhi rati, what kind of attraction or attachment you will get for samadhi? Samadhi means what? According to Patanjali and his Yoga Sutra, he explains samadhi means syamyak dhayate svapadav. That is samadhi. With full concentration, if you meditate on his lotus feet, he means the Supreme Personality of a Godhead who resides in a heart, as a Paramatma, if you dhyayate, samyak, if abandoning everything, only if you meditate on that is known as a samadhi. But a person whose mind was stolen by some women, how he can do that? It's not possible. So, striya, one has to get rid of that. At last, try to avoid, so that you can concentrate. Madaha, madha means? Hey, get up, come here. The way you express yourself to others, commanding on others, try to be a lord over them, that is madha. That is the result of karma. So next he says, Tauryatrikam. Tauryatrikam means there are three things which are related with the music. Dancing, singing and playing on the instrument. If it is not meant for the service of the Lord, then get rid of that. Because that's the mode of passion that invokes passion in your heart like a hell. And someone is captured by that, then he loses the value of the human life. Tauryatrikam. Vrithatyam. Vrithatyam. Atava means upavan. And what you can do? Atya. Atya means loitering around. If uselessly someone loiter around, just move around here and there,
Why?
His mind is agitated.
That's why he move around. Uselessly, causelessly, he want to just move around. That's the one symptom of kama. These are kamajo dashako ganaha. These ganas, these 10 ganas, these are kamajo, born because of kamaha. So if someone wants to achieve something in his life, whether materially or specifically in spiritually, you have to get rid of these 10 vices. The next 8 he explains, ashta. Paishunyam sahasam droha, irsha asuya artha dushane, vagadandanam chaparusha, krodha jo api gano ashtakaha. These are 8 things which are born by anger. I will take another 3 minutes and then I will stop because you will get 2 minutes to move around from here. What are these 8? He says, paishunyam. Paishunyam means backbiting. We love to do that. Because we don't have a capabilities and someone is doing, we don't like that. So what do we do? This guy, he always give big, big classes, but he never comes for Mangalati, never chances around with devotees. That's natural because environment is like that. Sahasam. Here sahasam means rashness. Sometimes that English proverb is there. What that says? Fool dares where angels fears. That's sahasam. They want to do something, but they don't know what is the result of that. But they want to do it. I want to show it what I can do. That's out of anger. Droha. Malice. Droha means not accepting any authority. Why should I hear you? That why comes when someone asks to do you something, and if that why comes in your mind, then think you are under the control of krodha. Irsha, enviousness. Then he says, asuya artha dushane. Asuya means jealousy, to fault find in others. Irsha is always there, but with that jealousy comes. Jealousy means like a burning desire to take down that person. That is because of anger. Then the next he says vagadandanam. Vagadandanam means abusive words. Using abusive words for putting someone down. And parusham, harshness in a speech. These are the 8 things of krodha. So to become a human being, this is the criteria. I am not saying anything about becoming a devotee. And Prabhupada also says, just follow these 4 regulative principles to become a civilized human being. It's not that achieving Krishna prema. To just become a human being, you have to be pure, at least by your physics. Physically, you should be pure. And then to pure your heart, what you need, the association of a devotee, about whom here explained, whose mind is calm and cool, who has taken fully shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. And here I end. You have 3 minutes. So anyone has any doubts, any question, any queries, any comments are welcome. Yes. Yeah, there is one person.
As per modern psychology, there is a conscious mind and subconscious mind.
It's right? Not a modern psychology. If you read Sankhya Yoga, it has given 4 different stages of a mind. So, nothing in the modern things. Modern thing is just like digging it out, researching. Things are there, but they still want to do an endeavor and dig it out. It is there.
So subconscious mind is supposed to be more powerful than the conscious mind.
Definitely.
So the mind as referred in Bhagavad Gita refers to which type of mind? Both or one or what?
That is subconscious mind. That is the stage of mind. Mind is one only. So either you have to make it material or either you have to make it spiritual. So the subconscious mind is like when someone is sleeping. But still, that works. Mind is working. So mind is one only. It's not a different mind.
But there are two divisions.
Yeah, there are divisions. The stages of the mind.
So subconscious mind is considered more powerful.
Yeah.
Influencing our life.
Because that carries the impressions of your previous birth and the activities you have done in the previous life. They carries you at subconscious level. Conscious means we think that the senses are working and something I am perceiving, but unconsciously things are happening in your mind and they forced you to happen it on subconscious level.
And some woman says that we want to serve Lord birth after birth and not go back to Godhead. Is that the correct attitude?
See, thing is that what do you want to go? What do you want to do when you go back home, back to Godhead? You want to serve Him. So devotees, they desire, oh my Lord, you put me either, what Maharaj Kulashekar in his prayer, he says, Diviva Bhuyava Mama Abhivaso, Swargapi Narakanta Keshuva, Narakanta Prakamam. My Lord, you put me either in a hell or heaven or in this earthly planet. But one thing you bless me with, remembrance of you. So they never matter whether where they are. Because the whole purpose of going back home, back to Godhead, to engage in His devotional service. So if He gets it here, then He said, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatat. Okay. Life after life, put me here. I don't mind for that.
Hare Krishna.
There are two levels of consciousness you mentioned, mind. So does this happen that these two levels are existing simultaneously?
Sometimes it depends upon that person, how much he has elevated his chetana. See, there is a difference, chetana, mind and things, intelligence. Because mind is different from the consciousness. Sometimes it acts according to your consciousness. Consciousness is that the things which is prepared by the previous activities. And mind carries it. It becomes only a vehicle.
So if in some cases, if these two levels are existing simultaneously, then his questions become more valid. And in Gita, which level is it referring to?
See, in general, Lord has given mind. He never said chetana. He says mind. Mind is one only, material. And these are the different stages. So this is mind. Whether in that stage or this stage, you have to control it and engage it in the Krishna service, consciously or subconsciously. If you do it consciously, then it happens subconsciously. Otherwise, it's not possible. No?